My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
That he is back. And back with a vengeance, he always is, because he does not hold back on anything. Love talking to him, and as I've said a million times, this kind of guy I would love to play for. It's Greg Williams, former Browns. We're just straight out saying head coach. Forget about the interim.
Well, he was the Browns head coach.
That's right, straight out.
Did a damn good job.
And a damn good job as defensive coordinator, too. Make sure you're listening to his podcast, Come Get Some with Blake and Greg Williams. That's a good deal. And right now, he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great, fellas. How are you guys today?
Hello, Coach.
Outstanding. Outstanding. All right, do you get pumped up around now? It's got to be weird. Like, when you're a coach, it's one thing to get ready for the regular season, but now that you're with us, you're on the dark side with the media right now.
You know what? It's still a lot of fun, and I'm so excited about it finally starting, you know, going through all the other hoopla and everything. Now it's time to get down to the real games, and it's fun to get started, and I can't wait for it to happen.
We just heard something from Kevin Stefanski, Greg, that, boy, you can shed some light on this for us. Greg, Jed Wills is going to practice today. That means, in theory, your left tackle is good to go, your right tackle is good to go in Conklin because he's practicing, and DeJuan Jones is good to go. All three guys are recovering from injuries last year. As a head coach, and maybe you're looking at it from a defensive coordinator standpoint, can you rotate tackles, starting tackles? Can you keep one guy fresh and rotate a guy in and out? Or do you want to play a left tackle and play a right tackle, and those are the guys?
Well, if health will allow you, you want to play them, you know, and so that they're having repetitive techniques and everything is working out that way. But whatever you have to do, and that's one of the things I think the best coaches in the league can do, is when you have to improvise and you have to do things because of health, because of injuries, because of rotations, you have to also have a schematic plan to add additional help if guys are struggling, you know, and that is with chipping in protections, you know, in pass protections, or maxing up the protections and play actions and that type of stuff. And you've got to do a very good job of limiting whenever they're in one-on-one. The quarterback has to understand, get it out of your hand. You know, you've got to stay on rhythm as the quarterback and block people that they can't block or are struggling to block by getting it out of your hand. And that was the one thing that I did with Baker Mayfield that a lot of people understand was that increased, or, you know, decreased the time he held the ball, but he got it out of his hand so much, and he took vastly fewer hits, and we had hardly any sacks at all at the end of the year because the quarterback has to help those guys too. So we'll see. You know, I do know that that's going to be a big part of the game. I know Mike Zimmer is looking at that, you know, as the coordinator at the Cowboys, and I know Jim Schwartz is looking at that at the depth that they have at their left tackle position too. It's going to be a key part of the game.
Greg, when you look at the Browns, the statement, they'll go as Deshaun Watson goes. True, false, and what kind of expectation should fans have for Watson this year?
I think right now, you know, minus Nick Chubb, it's going to be important for me, for all of us, to take a look at how they're going to be able to establish the run game. How are they going to be able to help, you know, any of these limited offensive linemen fight through their injuries and fight through the lack of repetitions that they've had? You know, that Deshaun Watson has got to stay on time. And if Deshaun Watson stays on time and does his job without having to improvise things, then it'll be a very productive day. They've got to win on third down. They got to win in the red zone. He's got to stay on time on offense. And then Jim Schwartz has got to do the same thing over on the defensive side of the ball to make sure that Dak Prescott is struggling with, you know, not being able to stay on time. A few of the tricks that he's going to be doing to force Dak into his second and third and fourth reads. And with the pass rush that the Cleveland Browns have, anytime it's past the second read and it gets into the third read of a quarterback, he better be going down or he better be running for his life. And Jim Schwartz does a very good job with that.
Greg Williams joining us, former Browns head coach, longtime NFL defensive coordinator. You just mentioned the Browns pass rush, Greg. How much do you like the depth they have on that defensive front?
I think it's very, very good. I think they've done a very good job. I think Jim, Kevin, and Andrew Berry have done a very good job with what they've done with the depth there. And I don't think enough is being said about the really good job that Jim Schwartz and the defense did last year with playing more man coverage here than I think he's ever played as a coordinator. You know, I'm a big man coverage kind of a guy. And Jim has always had to get, you know, whatever kind of guys he's had at whatever places, whatever stops he's had, you know, with playing more zone coverage, didn't have as many good man defenders. But the Browns have got some really good man defenders. And what that means is when you can play a solid mixture of man-to-man coverage, you force the quarterback not to be able to hold the ball as long. And you force the quarterback to get into second and third reads. And that pass rush is going to be eating them alive because I really think that they're ready to roll. And I think those guys up front can't wait to get started at game one.
Greg, when we talked at the National, we were talking about the new kickoff rule, the new dynamic kickoff rule. And I got to tell you, you got me super excited for it because you kind of gave it some, I don't know, just gave it some meaning when
juice.
I was listening. Yeah, like when I was listening, and then the way you were explaining it, and it just made more sense to me. We didn't get to see any of that, I think, in the preseason. How much different is it going to look during the regular season?
I think it's going to look quite a bit different. I'm sorry. I think it's going to look quite a bit different, and I think that, like I said, the teams that do a good job of angle and directional kicking on or outside the numbers to squeeze the field and to force the ball to be returned where they want it to be returned, I think the kickoff coverage will do a really good job about squeezing the field, restricting the field, and have longer starting points for offenses. I think it'll be good. Now, if teams can't do that, if teams can't directional kick, then I do think that you're going to see people just go ahead and kick it off and have touchbacks like they were doing and change it from the 25 to the 30. But the really good kickoff coverage teams that understand about directional kicking, squeezing and restricting the field, they'll improve the starting points for their defense and cause field position changes drastically for, you know, their own offensive teams too, and it'll put more points on the board that way.
Greg Williams is joining us. Greg, you worked with Sean Payton in New Orleans. Last year, Russell Wilson was with him in Denver. It didn't work. Wilson's now in Pittsburgh. Do you think he can find it again, or is he a guy who's approaching the end of the career?
I think he's at that crossroads part of it, and I'm also the guy that gave Arthur Smith his first chance to coach back at the old Washington Redskins, now the Commanders. And I brought him over and hired him for his first NFL coaching job over on the defensive side of the ball. And I think Arthur is a really good person for Russell to be with. There's a lot of similarities with what Arthur does is what Pete Carroll and the coordinators were doing with him at the Seattle area. I do think Sean Payton's the best offensive coach I've ever worked with. And so, you know, I do understand the things that he was going with, you know, with Russell. it'll be interesting. I think there's going to be a short leash on him. I think he's going to have to come out and prove it, and he's going to have to come out and do it. And just like I talked about Deshaun staying on time, Russell has been able to improvise and create longer passing downs and all that kind of stuff with how long he holds the ball. He better be able to stay on time, because otherwise I think it'll be a short time and it'll be the next man up with the young guy, Justin, stepping in there.
All right, Greg, I got to ask you something I've always wondered. How do you call Arthur Smith, whose dad started FedEx and offered the guy a job? How do you do that?
You love that. And Fred and I had a talk here just a few weeks ago, too. And Fred was a principal owner at the Redskins at that time. And so he had already bought into the Redskins. So, yeah, it was an interesting thing. Fred and I go way back, and Arthur was just coming out of college and getting started in the scouting area. And then I walked over and asked him if he wanted to coach. I said, you're going to have to dumb down, because we always know the scouts and the GMs and everybody else is smarter than everybody else. So if you want to dumb down and come over to coach, come over with me right now. And he picked his books up and he came over and started coaching with me. But it always goes way back, and I still stay close to that family.
Seriously, a guy's got to love football to not work for dad in FedEx.
Yeah.
Greg,
yeah,
that's serious there.
No doubt. But, you know, that's one of the things Fred did with all of his children, is that he had them, you know, once they got out of college and everything, they had to make a life of their own. And anything from inheritance and all that other kind of stuff that goes on with him, he set an age limit on all that. And nothing came back to them until they hit that certain age limit. They had to go out and earn their own things. They got used cars. They got used, you know, small little residences. And he made them start and learn how to work just like he did when he was growing up.
Hey, Greg, when we watch Myles Garrett play, I think from a fan's perspective, we get real excited when he's able to get through two guys blocking him, or he can get through and get the sack. From an insider's point of view, what makes Myles Garrett so great?
Well, his physical, his raw physical ability, his explosion, his strength and power, his change of directions, outstanding. He could play a lot of positions other than just the position he's playing. You know, he could be playing other sports other than the sports that he's playing here. He's a rare athlete that way. But I think one of the things that, you know, I think you'll see Jim do this year, and he did a really good job of moving Miles around and make the offenses locate where he was at, anywhere going from a zero technique on the center or over the guards and, you know, inside-outside techniques there, or the defensive end position, and even some stand-up positions that Jim played him. You know, I think the big thing is if you don't want the protection to always be sliding to him, then you've got to be able to have a pressure angle, or what we call a simulated pressure, where you're bringing pressure off of the front away from Miles so that you can capitalize on that because of always sliding the extra guy going towards Miles. But I can't wait to see him start going. I think he's in rare condition. I think he's worked very hard. He's very healthy right now. I had a chance to be at the game and talk with him a little while before one of the games, the first preseason game here this year. And he's ready to roll, and I think this is a big-time game, and it'll be fun to hear Tom Brady calling Miles Garrett's name so many times.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Yeah, we were thinking about that too. That Brady's going to be an interesting thing to see. Greg, as a longtime defensive mind, when you look at the Browns' offense, what concerns you more? Is it the passing game or is it the running game?
Well, you know, anytime it's just, you know, when it's so emphasized one over the other, it's when you have a close of an even balance. Those are the things that worry you the most. And when and if you cannot stop the run game by not overloading the box, when you have to overload the box, meaning that you have to have extra guys down in there to play the run blocks, to play the run game, then that allows them to have one-on-ones in the pass game where they can take shots down the field. And Dak's done a very good job with those type of things. I do believe that it's more than just CeeDee Lamb. I think they've got some really good receivers that they can take those shots down the field. And I think Jim's got to be able to do a good job stopping the run game, forcing them, okay, to have limited pass protections and let these guys hunt in the pass part of it. But it's going to be fun for me to see him trick and move some coverage things around to where it's not just going to be Dak going to CD every time he wants.
How important is it to get a win in week one? They've been few and far between for the Browns since they've come back in 99.
I think it's really important to start the season that way. I really do believe that. I think it's something that it builds and builds and builds, and it's something the Browns have been needing for a long, long time. So I do think it's very important, and I'm sure Kevin and Jim and Andrew and those guys have emphasized that a lot. So it's very important for not only for the team but the fans too.
Great to have you with us. Thank you, Greg.
Hey, you know what? You guys do such a great job, and I appreciate everything you all do and the fans do too. And I want to say this one more time so that the fans hear this, is that it's not a home field advantage unless the fans force the visiting team to call one or more timeouts because they can't hear.
That's great.
They can't hear. So make sure, fans, that you're using your voice and helping this team win.
Sounds like a plan. Hey, Greg, I forgot to congratulate you on your golf outing over the weekend. I had some friends that played with you and that played over the weekend. So
yeah, it was good.
Good job with that. Way to raise some money there, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys keep on going. Good luck.
All right, thank you. Greg Williams,
thank you,
former
Greg.
Browns defensive coordinator, former Browns head coach. And, of course, you can always catch his show on Big Play on Monday nights with his son, Blake. So, awesome job. Love having him on. And, of course, he was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Always insightful. Always insightful. All right, so we're going to hear from Deshaun Watson, hopefully coming up here real soon, and we'll talk a little bit more about what Coach Williams had to say. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.